Today we had Ross Tucker, our Odyssey NFL insider, former NFL offensive lineman on the show, and he was a perfect guy to have on because we wanted to get his perspective on what's happening at left tackle for Kansas City, where as of right this second, at least publicly, the team, including both Kingsley and Wanye, have said they're both preparing as if they're going to start Sunday night in Atlanta, which is a huge story. Again, we were both surprised that Andy wasn't asked about it yesterday, frankly. I guess we're going to have to wait till tomorrow for that. But we asked Ross his assessment. I want to play this again if you missed what Ross said about Kingsley's game and the confidence aspect of this entire thing.
Just body language. It felt like Kingsley was losing his confidence during the game. It's a really bad spot for an offensive lineman to be in. Really bad, and it's understandable. He's a young player. He's a rookie. First real taste of the NFL, and he's going against a guy in Trey Hendrickson who's very, very good. Now, I was a little bit disappointed and thought the Chiefs could have done more, especially early in the game, to help Kingsley, to help him settle in, to help him build some confidence, because I do think he has the talent and athletic ability to be able to do it. But now you have to wonder where he's at mentally and whether or not they're better off going with Wanye Morris.
And that's something that I think you do have to have faith in Andy Reid and Andy Heck. They've been through this before with your young offensive linemen. They can tell if the confidence is, you know, completely shot or if it was, hey, frustrating game, shot on Sunday. He comes in this week, they're working with him, and he's fine. He is able to bounce back. Do they believe he's capable of doing that? And that's the determination they're going to ultimately make. I do think, and Ross pointed out, that both sides, right? There's a confidence issue one way or the other, whether or not he comes back and plays. Let's say he plays on Sunday night and he struggles again, then does that hurt him more versus not playing him? I think there's repercussions to both. When 2 weeks into a season, now three, I guess, you would pull a guy that had the competition in his favor the entire offseason, that quickly the organization would pull it. That would be, I mean, honestly, I really still would be surprised if they do that. Now, if he does start at left tackle, there's no way, right, at some point they don't have some opportunities to have P. Ryan's, you know, chip, as Ross laid out, or have Noah Gray help out a little bit.
I think that there'll be a lot of that. I think it's also a Hendershot got signed back to the practice squad because they might end up doing a heavier tight end thing. I think the story has been massively underplayed. This does not have 1 week repercussions. This has season-long repercussions. If after just two games you bench Kingsley Suamataia in favor of Wanye Morris, a man who had lost the job to start, well, then we're probably talking about a backup left tackle being your left tackle the rest of the season. Like, I'm not saying it could never switch back or injuries couldn't change the thing, but I think once you pull that ripcord, tell me how you put it all back into the jar. 3 weeks from now, you're like, well, in practice, he seems confident again. So here comes Kingsley. If Wanye is the starter on Sunday, I'll be honest, I'm assuming it's Wanye's job until injury takes it away from him. And that's a massive deal for this year, next year, a million other
things.
That's
why, why do it already? That's why I'm like, why would you do it?
I wouldn't do it already. It's too early to pull that cord. If you have to again in a fourth, like, look, you put him out there again, and he's getting worked over, and it's the fourth quarter, and it's close, and you feel the need, like they did last week, to pull the starter in order to get a win, well, then maybe you have come to that conclusion. But for week three, I actually think it'd be foolish to move away from Kingsley right now. Because if you were worried about his confidence before, how would you feel about it if all of a sudden, 2 weeks into being the left tackle starter for this team, you took the job away from him in favor of a guy who never had the job from him at any point this offseason?
Yeah, and the text line, we brought this up as well. They said, hey, they benched Juwan Taylor last year in week two. They did, but he started the next week, and he got pulled due to the penalties, right? He had, I think, it was an insanely high number of penalties just in that one game alone, and they went back to him. So this is a little bit different. We're also talking about a rookie, not a veteran. So it's interesting that it happened in week two both years. Now, Ross Tucker also said, what would he do about the O-line and Kingsley? How would he play this out in the next couple days?
I would imagine, we'll see. They don't want to ruin Kingsley mentally, but I think you could ruin Kingsley mentally either way, right? You bench him, that's tough, he doesn't start. But if you throw him right back out there, and he struggles again, and then that's not good either. So they're in a unique situation there. The thing I would tell you is, you can scheme offensively to protect someone or protect a position. Now, you're going to lose some other things as a result, right? Like if you slide to the left tackle every time, well, then, you know, Juwan Taylor and Trey Smith are going to be one-on-one, and the defense is going to know it, and that puts more stress on them. Or if you're going to have, you know, Kelsey or Samaje Perine chip, well, that helps, but then you're going to have a guy late getting out to his route. So there's a give and take with everything. I just think I would start that with securing the block for the left tackle before you worry about anything else.
That's the thing. I don't – when we discuss chipping, singularly applying that to Kingsley seems foolish. At this point, I think that this is just life. I don't care if it's Wanya or Kingsley. Either way, someone's going to need a chip. Why would the backup left tackle not need somebody helping him out on his side? Did overnight, did he become a standalone left tackle with absolutely no problem? What the hell happened in training camp or any of these other drills or other opportunities?
Yeah, I don't know if it's that simple, though, either. Like, there might be other aspects of his game that he's not as good at. Who knows, right?
He's not as good of an athlete. There'd be less screen game, less pulling tackle stuff.
The good thing I still think for Sunday, one, I don't know about you guys, we haven't really talked pace of the game and script, etc. We'll do that more later on today and tomorrow about how we just see this game playing out Sunday night. I don't feel like this is going to be a shootout, so this could be more of a, you know, you're able to kind of control the game a little bit. I don't believe the Falcons are going to, you know, essentially force you to need to get to the 30s to win this game. I'll be stunned if this is a game that's 34-31. You know, this feels like a high teens, low 20s type of game just personally for this one. The other part is they don't have Trey Hendrickson. That's the good news. You know, he is that special of a player on Cincy. Matthew Judon, he's a name. We all know the name. He's been a very nice player in the NFL. He's capable of getting a sack. He's not, to me, capable of destroying a game. Hendrickson is, TJ Watt is, you know, Micah Parsons, Chris Jones. These guys are capable of destroying game plans.
I think it was interesting, too, because before they made this decision, really, going into training camp, it was, I think, part of our, we had a conversation of, if it's 50-50, you give the job to Kingsley because it's a chance for him to grow and learn through this process. Yeah. Where Wanya came in, had the illegal hands to the face, almost single-handedly lost the game because it went to 4th and 16 before the penalty. So if you still feel that way in any way where, yeah, Kingsley, we want him to sit, but Wanya, he's not perfect either, like you were just saying, Cody, maybe you stick Kingsley in there again, you give him a little bit of help, and you just see how this week goes because, as you said, it's not Trey Hendrickson, and learning from that lump and that issue and rebounding from it, I think would show, like, if he has a really good, say he has a really solid game, maybe
confidence builder, yeah.
Maybe he lets up one or two pressures and Mahomes gets sacked, but for the most part, he actually is pretty good. That does way more than sitting him and just having him rest behind and learn.
I looked up the stats, by the way. The Atlanta Falcons have gotten the eighth least amount of pressure on the quarterback so far this year. So they're in the bottom 10. So
that's good.
You know, and Buffalo's in the bottom 10, a team they're going to face here pretty soon. And the Chargers are second to last. That's a team they're going to get next week. I got to be honest, feels like kind of a confidence building stretch. All of a sudden, when I start laying out the teams who aren't getting pressure, you'll be shocked to find out the Carolina Panthers are the worst in the league at this. Another team on their schedule. Why not just let Kingsley work through the problems? And at the end of the game, I actually kind of respect the decision. It's the end of the game, and we're trying to win it, and I'm sorry, but you can't cost us the game. Although Wanya almost did, by the way, with his own penalty, on which he put hands to the face that put them in 4th and 16. Now, it did not cost him the game, but it could have. The other left tackle could have just as easily cost him the game. And so I just think when you're looking at it, there's no reason not to start him. It should be a bigger story, though, in my opinion, if you're already pinching your left tackle 2 weeks into the season.
And you haven't flat out said, you know what, we looked at the film. We're going back to Kingsley. They're not like dragging it out, at least publicly. They may already internally, even though the players said they haven't been told if they're starting yet.
Sure.
This seems like tomorrow, 1 o'clock, he gets asked about it, he being Andy Reid. And then to me, that's not one of those where like, oh, we'll just see how the week, to me, that decision is going to be made tomorrow or by tomorrow.
I feel like if he,
I don't think we're going to have to wait till Sunday and just see who's out there. That'd be wild to me if we're like going into the weekend not knowing who the starting left tackle is.
I was going to say, if he says, well, we still don't know yet, that might be more of a problem.
Yeah, unless you think there's gamesmanship, but that seems awfully like, you know, you're acting like you're guarding the nuclear codes at that point, and you're not, you know, if you're worrying about letting your opponent know who's starting at left tackle.